Good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Guy.
Hey, this is amazing. I'm doing this show, not Hooray Me, but I'm doing this show as the wraparound with the technical issues we had yesterday. So the Band-Aid, I'm using three computers, and let's hope that it works. It's for today's episode, which won't be very long, but today's episode of the Guyer Cook Report for November the 16th, What's on Our Mind Wednesday. Well, what's on our mind, and this is a photography thing, so it'll be right down your cup of tea, right?
That's right.
And looking up what's on our mind, I came across a post in time.com about Google's new photo scan app. And what this is in a nutshell, and it's in the show notes, if you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com, you'll see show notes that look like this. And as you scroll down, I've got the link there for the time, but you scroll down, and to actually get the photo scan app, you'll go to this link right here, right above that video thing from Google's. It's actually from CNET. Update basically with these links, they explain how do you get rid of the glare. If you've ever tried to scan a picture, you've always got that glare thing. And when it's in the scanner, you can't move it very well. You can't take a picture of a picture very well. So they've mathematically redone this, and it's kind of an interesting little video of how that technology works. And in testing it, Kelvin, you installed it this morning, right?
Yeah, I put it on the phone this morning, and I've scanned three or four items this morning, and I've posted them on my Facebook profile, and I've sent you links to your Facebook profile so you can check them out. But the app really works very well.
Good, good. And so there you have it, folks. Photo scan from Google. You have the link in the show notes, which are available if you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com, like always, and we'll have it there for you. The good news is, ready, drum roll, stop sharing. The good news is the app is free. It costs zero. So even Fraser Ramsey would even get it at that price. And speaking of Fraser Ramsey, if you're on that side of the ocean, we're talking about Edinburgh, Scotland. He's got the company that likes to clean Edinburgh dusters. Have a look at Gumtree and you'll see that he's doing something right. You don't get that many good testimonials without making a good repair. Thanks to Eileen Smith for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic and a number of other things. Well, we did a little show yesterday that we talked about something she shared with us. And yeah, I could tell you what it is, but I'm not going to, because that'll discourage you from having to go. So go look it up. And thanks to YouTube and all the people that we have listed in the show notes for sharing space with us to let us have program content, iTunes, and so forth. Follow us on the Facebook. Follow us on the Twitter, where we are the Guyer Cook Report, because we found out the Cook Report didn't work so well, right?
Right.
And so we'll see you on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday B2B, and business to business, as you well know, if you're in the business, is much different than business to consumer. So we're trying to give you resources that make the B2B part of things fall into place a little bit better than they are right now, perhaps. So on that note, I'll say, Kelvin, did I forget anything?
Well, you were going to congratulate me on my second grandchild, perhaps. I don't know.
Maybe. What is that second grandchild's name? I forgot.
Isabella Victoria.
Yeah. Right. And so that stands to reason then in about 4 or 5 years from right now, the fish and chips on Friday order is going to grow exponentially. Yeah. It'll be quite big. They'll probably give him a name on his parking spot at the fish and chip store because the orders will be so big. But anyway, congratulations to Isabella for entering the world, and having a photographer, a grandfather, will be no lack of pictures.
That's correct.
So there'll be a show tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and that's Seattle time. And on that note, I'm going to say the three magic words that we end every show with. It's a wrap.